Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Tes Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom line of Mem Tes Amud Aleph. So we mentioned in the Mishnah on the top three different shitas about what creates a mamzer. The shita of Rabbi Akiva is lavin, chayvi lavin, specifically chayvi lavin de she'er. In the Gemara we said maybe all chayvi lavin, maybe even chayvi asay. Those types of, basically almost all Yisurim could create a mamzer. The shita of Shimon HaTimni is only chiyuvei kares, and Rabbi Yeshua says any sort of chayvei misas bezden. So Amar Abaye, Abaye explains that hakol ma'idim, everybody agrees, bebo al hanida ve'al ha'saita, she'in avla namzer. Everybody agrees that somebody who's together with a nida or with a saita, so the result is that the child is not going to be a mamzer. The yisoid of Abaye's statement is that even though we had a machlekes, a three-way machlekes, what severity of iser is needed to create a mamzer, the yisoid is not really about the severity of the Isser. The Yisoid is really about the fact that the Kedushin is not taifes with these people. Rabbi Kiva says even Chayvi Lavin, Kedushin is not taifes with them. It all has to do about whether or not there's Tfisas Kedushin. By a Nida and a Saita, we'll explain what that is in a moment, there is Tfisas Kedushin, and Mamela, the child, is not going to be a Mamzer. So a Nida we know is any lady who becomes a Nida doesn't go to the mikvah. So unfortunately, but fortunately, that this is the halacha, meaning any time a person has a child with anyone, any bal tshuva, any sort of someone who has a child with someone without marriage generally, so there's no, they didn't go to the mikvah, and the child is not going to be a mamzer. Baruch Hashem, that's the halacha. The child is not a mamzer in such a case, by a Nida, and also by a Saita. A Saita refers to someone who's married to a woman, so she's an Eshes Ish, and she's Mizana. So she was an Eshes Ish, that's Mizana. So she's called a Saita, she's Usher to her husband. If the husband would continue living with her, so the halacha is that the child is not a mamzer. The child is not a mamzer. By Nida, the Chiddush is that even though it's Kares, by Nida there's a Chi of Kares, and Afal Pikein, even if you hold that Kares normally creates a mamzer, by Nida there is no mamzer, and the Saita is only a Laisaseh. But even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that normally from Leisaseis you have Mamzer, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that by a Saita, the child is not going to be a Mamzer. So the Gemara explains that Nida, da tafsi ba Kedusha. Nida, we know, Nida, the reason why the child is not a Mamzer is because there's Tfisas Kedusha. And how do we know that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Usihi Nidasa Alav, and we darshan from this Pasuk, from the fact that it uses this Lashon of Sihi, that Afilu Bishas Nidasa, even while she's a Nida, tafsi ba Kedusha, there is Yihya, there is Kedusha, it's tafsi ba and Kedusha, it's tafsi ba kedushin with a woman even when she's a nida. So since there's tfisas kedushin, if a person has a child with a nida, the child is not going to be a mamzer. Saita nami, and also by saita, the child is not going to be a mamzer, also the tafsi ba kedushin, because also with the saita, with an eshes ish shezinta, also if the husband would marry her, either if he gets divorced and then remarries her, or even bishas maisa, the kedushin is not paka, Rashi says. We don't find ever that automatically she just becomes divorced just because she was mizana. So Elamai, it must be, because it's Tafsi Bakadushan. So since it's Tafsi Bakadushan, so Mamela, the child is not going to be a Mamzer. And Tanina Mihachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that Hakol Maidin Beboal Anida Vala Saita. The Braisa says, Mamish, these two cases, that everybody agrees when it comes to a person who has a child with a Nida or has a child with a Saita. The Braisa adds in a third case, Va'al Shemeres Yavam, and also with the Shemeres Yavam. Meaning, Shemeres Yavam, a Yavam Lashuk, Batzen. A Yavam, Shemeres Yavam, that's together with a random person, so the resulting child is not going to be a Mamzer. Even though it's a Leisaseh, everybody agrees, She'in Avlan Mamzer, the child will not be a Mamzer. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree, by Shemeres Yavam, that there's a Leisaseh, still the child's not going to be a Mamzer. So now, the question is why didn't Abaye mention Shemeres Yavam? The Braisa mentions it because the Braisa clearly holds that Kedushin is Taifes with the Shemeres Yavam. That even Rabbi Akiva, who normally holds that Kedushin is not Taifes with Chayvei Lavin, by Shemeres Yavam, Rabbi Akiva agrees that Kedushin is Taifes with the Shemeres Yavam. So why didn't Abaye mention it? But Abaye will tell you that Shemeres Yavam is Safkale. That he was misupik with regards to Shemeres Yavam, Ikarav, Ikashmua. It's really a machlaikas whether or not Kedushin is Taifes with the Shemeres Yavam. Ravam. The Shita of Rav is that it's not Typhus. So since the Shita of Rav is that it's not Typhus, Shmuel holds it is Typhus. But since Rav holds it's not Typhus, so therefore Abaye was Mesupik, maybe like Rav, so that's why he didn't want to mention Shemer is Yavam. Says the Gemara Veiter, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon ben Azai, that he found a Megillas Yuchsin in Yerushalayim, and it basically more or less said, like the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that you can have a Mamzer from an Eishas Ish, which means even though it's coming to point out that it's a Chiyav Misas Bezdin, it's a Chiyav Chenek, that you can have a Mamzer from a Chiyav Misas Bezdin. So the Gemara just elaborates on more details of this Megillah that he found. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Shimon ben Azai Aymer, Matzasi Gilas Yochsen b'Yerushalayim, I found this Megillas Yochsen, and it said three things that he quoted over here. Number one, Uksiv ba Ish Pleini Mamzer Me'eshas Ish, which is the line that we had in our Mishnah. That was the line like Rabbi Yeshua, that you could have a Mamzer from an Eshas Ish, from a Chiyav Misas Bezdin. Ukasiv ba, it also said in this Megillah, that Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavinaki, it said that the statements in Shas, the points that are made by Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, so they're Kavinaki. They're not so many, they're Kav, which happens to be the gematria of how many times his Shita comes up, is 102 times. His statements are Kav, means they're measured, they're in a small measure, he doesn't speak up very much, but they're Naki, they're very exact, very precise, and they're very thorough, and that's why the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov when he says something, because his Mishnah was Kavinaki. Ukasuv ba, and it also said a third thing, that Menashe harag es Yeshaya. That Menashe killed Yeshaya, who happened to have actually been his grandfather. We had the Sugi and Brachis and Nafyod, where Yeshaya gave Musar to Chizkiah because Chizkiah wasn't being Isaac and Pru Ravu. Chizkiah had a Navua that he was gonna have a child. He knew with Ruach HaKodesh that he was gonna have a child that wasn't going to be very great, to say the least. And it's because of that he didn't want to have children. He saw with Ruach HaKodesh, he was going to have a son that was going to be a Rasha. So Yeshaya gave him Musar, and Yeshaya told him that Bahadi Kivsha Durachman Ulamalacha, why are you being Isaac in the secrets of Hashem? You have a mitzvah Puravu. You don't make your own Cheshbainis to not be Isaac in a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, you have to do it. So Chizkiah said to Yeshaya, so put your money where your mouth is. Do you have a daughter? Let your daughter marry me. Yeshaya had a daughter, and he let him marry her, and Yeshaya's daughter married Chizkiah, and Lamaisa, they had a child who, sure enough, was a Rasha. They had a child, Menashe. Menashe was their child. So it comes out, Menashe's mother's father was Yeshaya. Yeshaya was Menashe's grandfather. And Menashe, sadly, is actually the one who killed Yeshaya. He killed his own grandfather. And the Gemara tells us the story. Says the Gemara that Amar Rava, Rava says that Menashe said to himself that Meidan Dainei Vukatle. Instead of me just going ahead and killing Yeshaya, let's make it into a court case. I'll make it into a din taira that Yeshaya is Chayiv Misa. How is he going to do that? He says, let's make it into a court case. So he went to a din taira with him and he accused Menashe accused Yeshaya as being a Navi Shaker. Amar le, Menashe said to Yeshaya that Maisha Rabbecha Amar Kila Yerani Adam V'chai. Maisha Rabbeinu says that a person can't see Hashem. Va'at Amrin, and you claim to have a Nevua, Ve'eres Hashem Yoishiv Al Kisei Ram V'nisa, that you see Hashem Kaviyachu sitting on a Kisei that's exalted and high. Maisha Rabbecha Amar, Maisha Rabbeinu says Mika Hashem Elkeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav, that we could call out to Hashem whenever, B'chol Kareinu Elav, whenever we call out to Hashem, so Hashem is there, it's a good time. Va'at And you say that no, there are specific times a person should seek Hashem and during the times that he is found, as if there's only set times. Maish Rabbeinu says, I'm going to fulfill your days, meaning that you don't get extra life, you just get the amount of life that was allotted to you. Va'an Amrit, yet you say, Va'yisafti al yamecha chamesh asrei shana, you told Chizki, I'm going to add to your life 15 years. So you see that you contradict Maish Rabbeinu, you're a Navi Sheker. So Amar Yeshaya, the Gemara later is going to say the answers to all these theorists, but Amar Yeshaya, Yeshaya said to himself that Yadana Bey Deloy Mekabo Ma De'imale. I know he's not going to accept whatever I tell him, whatever, he's just looking for an excuse. Any answer I give him, he's not going to really accept it and save me. V'i Emale, and so therefore if I answer up all of his kashas, Yishav Yamezid, it's going to be that I'm going to turn him into a Mezid. Right now at least, he's being my Reheter, that I'm Chayiv Misam, and Navi Sheker. If I answer him up, he's not going to listen listen to my answers, and then he's already going to be amazed for the Ritzicha. So Amar Shame, Yeshaya instead, he decided he's just going to hide. He said a shame Hashem, and Ibla Ba'arza, and he was swallowed up by one of the cedar trees. L'maisa, they found him, Asyu La'arza V'nasruha, so they brought him the cedar tree, and Menashe started chopping it up, and Kimati Lahade Puma, when he got to the mouth of Yeshaya, so that's when they gave him a chop, and Nach Nafshe, and that's when Yeshaya died. And the Gemara explains why Dafka by his mouth was at the place that he died. Says the Gemara, is Mida Kenegamida. Mishum da Amar Ubisaich Am Temes Fasayim Anoichi Yoshev. Because Yeshaya criticized Klal Yisrael. He spoke not nicely about Klal Yisrael. He said, I'm sitting amongst the nation that's a Temes Fasayim, that have impure lips. So therefore, Mida Kedega Mida, he was judged, and Yeshaya was killed by his mouth, because he spoke not nicely about Klal Yisrael, which, of course, Mida Toiva Meruba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always, the Mida of Toiva is always greater than the Mida of Paranyos, Hashem rewards more than he punishes, and if you see that that's the punishment for someone who speaks not nicely about Klal Yisrael, then surely somebody who speaks nicely about Klal Yisrael, who says good things about Klal Yisrael, so then you see from this that for sure the reward is very great. As Hashem will continue from here in the following share.